Speaking of colonial ancestries, considering we've just come from the settler graves, I'm South African, but my grandparents on my mother's side were British, and my mother, who grew up in South Africa, was actually born in England. This British ancestry is an aspect of my genealogy that I have explored and critiqued in quite a few of my earlier works. And part of this British ancestry is tea. I don't drink coffee, I drink tea. I don't think I drink tea because I have British ancestry. I mean, of course not. But I think I understand tea because of this ancestry. The British are a bit weird about tea, you know, it's quite a thing. And more than a thing, tea is often a solution. Having a bad day? Have a cup of tea. Want to cheer someone up? Make them a cup of tea. Need to apologize for something? Make them a cup of tea. It doesn't require a lot of physical labor, but it does require something of you. Because there is a difference between good and bad tea. Tea that tastes good and tea that doesn't. You have to be willing to let the tea brew properly. You can't rush it. Making tea kind of forces you to stop, to relax for a short while it steeps. And making tea for someone else is perhaps a bit of a gift of labor. It's more than the tea itself, it's the making a cup of tea for someone. It's that gift of time, of energy, of willingness to put your time and energy into something that's not for yourself. I think that's kind of what I like about tea. I mean, and in terms of the walkthrough, I thought it would also be a really nice moment to take a break from the work we're doing, moving through all these labors. And it's also an opportunity for me to perform one of the 12 labors, although a small one, for the audience gathered here now. This tea break also marks a bit of a shift in the journey of the exhibition. The next few labors turn towards the personal. Unlike the labors so far, these ones emerge from a slightly more personal place where I've explored my own understanding of labor and acknowledge those who have labored for me and kind of with me in my life so far. But first, I mean, let's have our tea.